What would you do with $3 trillion? I'm David Brancaccio. Amid data showing the wealthiest 100 Americans saw their net worth rise by a combined $600 billion in the pandemic year of 2020, there's a new bill in the Senate that, if enacted, would put a 2 pennies on the dollar tax on the net worth of households and trusts worth $50 million or more. For those who have $1 billion with a B or more, the special tax would rise 1 more percent to 3%. I spoke to Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, who's pushing this extra tax on the ultra wealthy. Senator, welcome.
Oh, delighted to be here.
So what's the estimate? Maybe 1 in 1,000 families or something would be affected by a tax like this. And so I'm thinking, since 999 families in 1,000 won't pay higher taxes, you think this will just slide into law easy peasy?
You know, if everybody's voice were equally loud, the answer is we'd have already done a wealth tax in America. The problem, of course, is that the billionaires and super millionaires talk a lot louder in Washington than everyone else. They make a lot more campaign contributions. They hire a lot more lobbyists. They finance a lot more think tanks. And they make it really tough for some folks in Washington to think about a 2-cent wealth tax.
Now, economists have long pointed to the following issue with raising taxes for rich people. Affluent people have very accomplished accountants and lawyers, and the more you raise their taxes, the more incentive they have to come up with creative ways to get out of paying it.
The first answer is, we know this, so we stitched up the loopholes. So we deliberately built into the system that we're going to nearly double the budget of the IRS, and we're going to do a 30% audit rate on this top 0.1%. We even then knocked off 15% of the revenue projections, just saying maybe these guys will cheat. But we feel pretty confident this thing is really going to raise about $3 trillion over 10 years. When people say to me, look, folks cheat, rich folks cheat even more, my response to that is, let's make them follow the law the way that middle class families have been following the law all along.
One criticism here, I saw the Tax Foundation had this beef, that it lops a certain amount off economic output, off of growth. I mean, depends on the plan, but I've seen 0.3%, 0.4%.
I'm sorry, really? By charging a 2-cent wealth tax on the great fortunes, the fortunes that grew last year by 40%. That's how much richer billionaires are right now than they were a year ago. The Tax Foundation is worried that we're somehow going to crimp growth. Keep in mind that the 2-cent wealth tax is about putting that money where it'll really go to work. It's about funding universal child care and universal pre-K. It's about money we can put straight back into this economy where it will build real opportunity. This is going to be good for our economy.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is member of the Senate Finance Committee. Senator, thank you.
Thank you.
There's more of that conversation streamable at marketplace.org. With the $1.9 trillion rescue package now official, the White House says relief payments sent by direct deposit could start hitting bank accounts this weekend. An update now from Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Individuals making up to $75,000 a year and married couples earning up to $150,000 will get the full $1,400 relief payment. If the IRS already has your bank account information, you're all set, and you could see your direct deposit payment this weekend. If you've already filed your 2020 taxes, that's what the IRS will use to determine if you're eligible for a payment. Otherwise, it'll use your 2019 tax return. If you just registered your bank account with the IRS when you paid your 2020 taxes, it's not clear if the IRS will be able to use that account. We also don't know yet if the IRS will set up an online portal like it did with the first relief checks, where people can register for direct payments. The agency shut down the portal last May and didn't open it up again when the second round of relief checks was sent out last December. If you haven't set up direct deposit with the IRS, you'll get either a paper check or a debit card. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Markets after the Nasdaq rose 2.5% yesterday. The Nasdaq future is down 1.75% this morning. The Dow future is down slightly, 0.1%. The S&P future is down 0.6%. The 10-year interest rate up 1.62%. China's antitrust regulator has fined some of the largest tech giants there, including Tencent, Baidu, and ByteDance, as it steps up scrutiny on that sector. The fines are not huge, the equivalent of $77,000. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai has more.
China's market regulator says it has fined a dozen companies for illegal monopolistic behavior in some of its past acquisitions and investments. Some analysts say this is a sign that China's government wants to increase its control over the tech sector. But officials say this is in the name of more open and fair competition. Look at the companies that were fined. Rideshare app Didi, short video giant ByteDance, which also created TikTok, they dominate in their areas. Look at Tencent. Its payment app WeChat is accepted across China. Don't want to use it? Your only other real option is Alipay by e-commerce giant Alibaba. Try using cash and bank cards, and vendors might give you dirty looks. So if you're a Chinese consumer, maybe increased government scrutiny will bring in more choices. And that's not a bad thing. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And from the new journal Classical and Quantum Gravity, work from Germany's University of Göttingen on how we might someday do warp drive or hyperdrive a la Star Trek or Wars. I'd explain it to you here, but we're up against the clock, so maybe you just might want to plow through it yourself. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.